are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Is my camera working?
It's working.
You're still live. Good deal.
Yep. We're good.
Praise the Lord. Guess who isn't live? DraftKings. Where you at? No odds.
It's a crime.
Once again, we waited to do the show late at night, hoping that odds would pop. There are no odds. What's
funny story? Last week I tweeted Saturday morning, there's no lines. Their customer support team DMs me and was like, hey, how can we help you with your problem? So I go off on them. It's just getting worse.
I've been around cutes going off on people. It's classic. I love
Q. I destroyed that company.
Q coming to us live from Myrtle Beach. How's the weather?
It was good too. It's only a few days. It's not a real trip. I just kind of get out of the Virginia area, but it wasn't bad. Rained a little bit on the beach today, hit the pool, had a couple cocktails and a good dinner, put the kids to bed, and here we are.
And you're putting kids to bed to talk college baseball like a true patriot. That's beautiful. Smitty, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Good to be here. Just did notebook wagering, had a lot of fun, talked a lot of sports. Bets don't look great tonight, so Celtics, great job. Way to blow another one at home. Busy week, from where I'm at with work, testing week, math this week. Kids knocked it out of the ballpark, so I'm very pumped about that. So,
Learning units?
Learning units, yeah. To teach them everything. Try to teach them everything. There
plus
we go.
TV, analytics.
Analytics and everything. I have a tea time at 3 p.m. tomorrow. If my boss is watching this show, I got coverage. Don't worry. And somebody's going to cover my room. But tea time, 3 p.m. tomorrow. I can't wait. Let's go.
Well, I do want to take a minute to thank everybody, all of our loyal listeners and followers. We have eclipsed the 1,800 following mark on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Reminder to please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you are taking us in podcast form, go follow, rate, review the show. Give us 5 stars. If it's not 5 stars, don't leave anything other than 5 stars. Just DM us and tell us how to get better. If Q needs to grow hair, if I need to cut mine, if Smitty needs to do something not so Smitty-like, tell us. We'll try to get better.
Buy another t-shirt.
Can I jump in here? Oh, I got something brewing. Got some coming.
Smitty, when was the last time you wore that Indiana shirt?
I wear it all the time when I cut grass and stuff. When I cut grass. I got one coming for everybody. And I was so pumped today. I was sitting with the old man in the garage, walked the dog. Package came down, looked like something was in the mail. And I thought it was mine, but of course it was for my wife. I got something coming. I can't wait. This is my team. I'm pumped. Let's go.
It's always for your wife. Any package that comes in, you get excited.
I get nothing in the mail.
South Carolina is down 10-4. We do have live baseball. And what a game. What a game. Charlie Condon hit number 4,000, I think, home runs. They're down 10-4 in the bottom of the fifth. The only other line that DraftKings was offering today was BYU-Cincinnati. BYU out in the bottom of the seventh, up 5-3. So,
hey, can I make a
call on that?
The guys that caught Condon's ball, so it's they're kind of going viral right now. They made one of the worst trades in baseball history. You don't trade for a bunch of bums in the Georgia bullpen's autograph. You want Charlie Condon's on a baseball. I don't care about some grad transfer senior left-handed sidearm 82-mile-an-hour throwing pitcher out of the Georgia bullpen. They've got to be better. That is horse shit.
Wait, I thought Condon signed a ball. Did he not?
No. It had like 8 signatures on the ball. You could see him on the – on the other panels, it looked like they signed a ball, but it was like the Georgia bullpen. I'm not trading a record.
Listen, if that didn't have Herschel Walker's name on it, I don't care.
No.
That's a negative EV situation. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah. I like it. Be better.
Herschel Walker, the greatest Georgia athlete of all time, better be on that ball if it's not that kid. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Well, if you have checked out the website, we have added the scoreboard, is what we'll call it. It's a matchup of today's games. It's ranked by RPI. So the closer the RPI, the better the matchup. We've got those at the top. We are limited right now because it's only based on DraftKings odds and what is on their big board. But we'll try to continue to bring you guys the starting pitchers and hone in on that. And with that being said, I want to reiterate, we're a free agent. All right. We're open for sponsorship opportunities. Transparency has always been our key, and that transparency is going to continue to this. I'm all but begging, guys, we want to continue to be the best resource in college baseball, and we really want to do it for free. That being said, we've got to get some advertisers. So if you know anybody or if you have a company that you want to be a part of growing the game of college baseball and latch on to College Baseball Insiders and we shoot this thing into the moon, come DM us.
Beer money. We're open. Beer money. We're not trying to be millionaires. Beer money.
Nope. Yep. We just want to sustain and give the people what they want. Speaking of the Week 13 lineup, another packed week. This week, next week, this is it. This is it for the regular season. We've got a lot of things that are going to come down to the very last pitch of the very last inning next weekend. But before we get there, we've got week 13, like we've already talked about, South Carolina getting taken to the woodshed by Georgia's offense right now, which in the midst of trying to prepare for this show and getting graphics churned out, I forgot to tweet that I'm on Georgia. And that's not a cop-out, but half unit play, Georgia Bulldogs plus money. If you looked at the projections earlier, you would have seen that Georgia actually, as we carry on over to it, they like Georgia to sweep the series. Now, with TBA on Sunday or on Saturday in this case, we just went off team stats. That's why the projections are a little more stagnant, but it likes Georgia here. And I was kind of shaking my head because we know it's so hard to win on the road, much less get a sweep. But not to go ahead and give away a pick, but I think I am the only one that's on the Georgia Bulldogs to win this series based on this preview. So with that being said, Millie, Smitty, I'll turn it over to you guys. What, assuming Georgia holds this 10-4 lead, which you never know, bullpens are terrible. It's never over with a metal bat. What happens in this series?
I think they even it up tomorrow. I think it's a rubber match. I think South Carolina's at home is just playing too good right now to be swept or to lose the first two. Eli Jones, I think, is their ace, hands down. He's proven it, you know, all season long. Obviously, they're throwing him against Lane Finley, who's considered to be, you know, with Goldstein out, the ace. And when I look at this, right, I see Jarvis Evans, I see Lane Finley. Obviously, Charlie Goldstein's out, presumably out again. When I look at who can start for Georgia, and then when I look Sunday, who can start for South Carolina, South Carolina's got a lot of options. They got Pitzer, they got Becker, they got Eskew. Like, to me, if they can win Saturday, because I'm kind of just writing tonight off, you know, for all intents and purposes, but it is metal bats, so the game's not over. Anything can happen. But I look at Sunday in South Carolina having, as long as tomorrow goes scheduled and Eli can go six innings, they have more opportunity on the mound to win the game. And at some point, like, you just got to make a business decision. Okay, whatever. Connor got his 34th. You're not getting 35 on us. Walk them. I don't care if the bases are loaded. Trade one run for four at some point. I mean, let's be realistic. That is a smart business decision. And it, personally, he wouldn't have another ball that he could touch. So if you combine the better opportunities on the mound, South Carolina can hit the ball as well. You know, big series for them. It would definitely solidify hosting for them, in my opinion. Walking Condon, like, South Carolina can still get it done for sure.
Smitty.
Yeah, you know, South Carolina is a good team at home. Georgia has not been that great on the road, but they've been a hot team. I think they've won 5 coming into this. So, if this carries over tonight, like you said, we have to see what happens here. Game, like you guys, bullpen alerts always happen, and this game's not over yet. But Georgia, here's the thing. I kind of, we've said on this, on the early show, like on Mondays, about there's 3-4 teams. I started trying to look at what teams can really make a mark here. And like this week and the next week in the conference tournaments to push. And this is a team, Georgia is a team that's, catching fire right now. And again, being a basketball guy, you want to see those teams get hot at the right time. And that's at the end of the season. And this Georgia team is one of those teams that's catching fire. So we'll have to see what happens. I think it's going to be very hard to sweep this team. South Carolina is really good at home. I think they're a good team. And Ron Burgundy is always going to be on fire. So I think this is going to be close. I'm still liking South Carolina in the series. I think they bounce back. But Georgia is a team to keep an eye on. They have so much power, such a good team. So we'll see what happens this weekend and see what happens the rest of the night.
So D1 put out their projected field of 64. Right now, as it sits, South Carolina would be your 16 seed, going up against Oregon State, Georgia Tech, and High Point in their regional, and then would eventually face the winner of the number 1 overall seed, who they've got is Kentucky right now, which is kind of surprising. In Kentucky's Lexington regional would be West Virginia, Illinois, and Omaha. And I think that is a very tough regional for Kentucky. I mean, I think West Virginia or Illinois could really make a push for contending to win that regional against Kentucky. What are your overall thoughts on that, if that indeed was the matchup?
Well, I think it's weird that Kentucky's not the number one ranked team in the country, which, we all know that the NCAA pretty much mocks D1's
right
top 25. So it's a little weird and puzzling to know that they're, what, fourth ranked this week, but they're the number one overall seed. It's not adding up to me. I think in order for them to continue the number one seed, they'd have to win their next two series against Florida, and I forget who they end the season with, but then they would have to make a pretty decent run, in my opinion, in the SEC tournament. If they got, kind of bounced, then I think that would take it away from them. But it's just puzzling to have them as the one seed, but not as your number one ranked team. That just doesn't add up.
Crutch, appreciate you watching. Ron Burgundy, there he is.
There's the guy, the man, the myth, the legend.
At this rate, I think SC loses the series.
You shut your mouth, Ron.
Slow down. Thursday night. Slow down. Jesus.
That's a fan reaction.
Game like it's his first time on the air.
What do you make of the recent projections from D1 having Kentucky as the number one overall team?
I love Kentucky. I can't see him being number one. I'm very high on Kentucky. I think they're a great team. I like how they play, but I just don't see them number one. I think that's a little far-fetched here. I think they're a good team, and can they get there? We bounce back and forth here about teams that are good. This is hard to get to Omaha. I've said that. And some good teams throughout the entire year are going to get probably eliminated, and a really good team's not going to get there. And I don't think it's a down year. It's like football. Now they're going to expand football soon and you'll get more teams, but you have great football teams that can't get in that Final Four that they've had a heck of a season. I think that's the same with baseball. And I think Kentucky's great, but being number one, and I love Kentucky baseball. I think they're a great team and I root for them every weekend. I don't know. I know you guys are making fun of me. I know you guys.
He's talking about him like he's been there since 2006.
No, I'm not. I just like him. I hope, and I like Vanderbilt. I've stuck with those. I like how Vanderbilt plays. I like how Kentucky plays. So I'm going to stick with those teams. Do I think Kentucky's number one? Not at all.
All right. Another team that you're kind of high on, the Arizona Wildcats. They're traveling to face Utah, who was just in the top 25 for like 30 seconds, and then they're out. This should be a pretty good series, though. The projections actually have Arizona sweeping, but I think Utah probably sticks with them. Arizona hasn't done enough for me this year to just really say, all right, this is probably the team that ends up winning the Pac-12. And I think right now they're if they're not leading it, they're close. I think Oregon State still figures out a way to get it done. But what do you make of Arizona going on the road? Smitty, I'll go to you. Following the projections here, do you think Arizona or do you think Utah takes the series?
Well, this is a tight one. I running the numbers here on our site, which is the best site out there right now. I mean, Arizona, not 11. I think I had down 11 and 10 on the road. Utah is really good, really good at home. And like you said, they were there like last week, and now they kind of falter. I like the pitching staff. Arizona has a great pitching staff. I think Q said it on the last show. Look at Team ERA. But this could be one. I think it's going to be a tight series. I think it's going to be tough to travel. Look at conditions. You know, Utah, it's always beautiful at this time of year.
Q.
I kind of wish Utah wouldn't have lost to Utah Tech the other night. I think that was a definite look ahead spot. You know,
11-8. Yep.
Don't read into that. I mean, obviously that's a momentum thing. That's a motivation thing for Utah, but you know, similar offenses at the end of the day, I think Arizona just has a little more on the defensive side in terms of arms. I don't think they sweep by any means. I think Utah gets one of the three, but I think it's Arizona's to win 2-1. And right now Arizona, I believe, is in the lead for the Pac-12. So I'll tell you, man, as long as they keep winning, so they would have to lose this series. Oregon State would have to win theirs. And then Oregon State would have to beat them next weekend, I think, for Oregon State to take that. So I think Arizona, as long as they can get through this week, they pretty much lock it up. So this is a big weekend for them, and I think they get it done.
One thing I do want to say, it is overall record and then as the away team, so it's taken into effect neutral site games as well if they are home or away. So that may be why there's a little discrepancy in the record. If we talk about your team and you say, no, we're 22-3 at home, not 22-4, then that's where that comes from. Right now, D1 has them projected to go to the Santa Barbara region as a 2 seed, taking on the 15th seed, UC Santa Barbara. Gauchos, who would eventually face the Texas A&M, number 2 seed, Raging Cajuns, Lamar, and New Mexico right now. So I actually think Arizona would fare well in that UC Santa Barbara regional. I don't think they're getting through A&M, though.
No chance.
All right, moving right along, your new number 2 team in the country. Maybe. This is kind of a stretch, in my opinion. The more that I've dove into the numbers on Clemson, like, Clemson is good. I'm not trying to upset Tigers fans, but come on. They're not elite by any means, and the projections would say so. They're going on the road to take on the number 12 ranked Demon Deacons, who have been disappointing this season. Let's call it what it is. They should have been a lot better. Crutch, this series should be a nail biter. I don't know which one you were talking about. Maybe Clemson, Wake Forest. I just saw it pop up. My bad. But I'm not buying into Clemson yet. I need to see more. And I think that Wake Forest is going to expose a lot of their issues. I feel like they're just doing enough in the ACC. Yeah, thank you, Crutch. I appreciate that. I like Wake Forest in this one. I wouldn't be surprised if Wake ends up sweeping them, although I do think Clemson will get one. Like the projections say, I don't know which one it will be. But Q, I'll go to you. You taking Wake Forest in this one, or do you think Clemson really steps up and shows that they are worthy of the number 2 spot?
Yeah, I'm going Wake Forest here. I think it's a desperation here. As for Clemson, I agree with you. I think they're a very talented and very well-rounded team. I don't think they're the second-best team in the country. And when I look at that 37-10, I don't believe they would have that record in the SEC. I think for all intents and purposes, you could say ACC baseball might slightly be down with Wake Forest kind of being up and down, Duke's up and down. You know, UVA's had some bad losses. General powerhouse Louisville's kind of up and down. Like, yeah, Florida State's back. You know, Clemson's good. But overall, the ACC to me has been down. So I think it's a little inflated. I think Wake Forest gets this done at home. I think they have to win this game or this series, you know, especially momentum. Their last ACC series, they lost on the road at Notre Dame. They kind of got to get back on track here. They had an easy week last week, kind of a prep. It's time to get Chase Burns, Falco, and Hartle on the win column. I think they get it done.
I'll interject before Smitty goes. Oddly enough, Clemson on the road at Wake Forest, they own this series 55-33. Thought that was kind of surprising. Smitty,
well, I think Clemson baseball has been more relevant.
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree with you guys. You know, looking at the numbers, I like Wake's 23-7 at home. Clemson's good on the road. They have pretty good numbers, but we've said for weeks, I think Clemson's a good team. I don't know if they're this high. They shouldn't be this high. I think it's a team, again, like I said, I think there's teams this week that's going to really do they're desperate. And what team's going to make the run? I got a couple teams here. Wake Forest is one of those teams. They won six in a row. I think Wake's going to take care of business. They're going to win the series.
Wake Forest right now, 14-1 to win it all on DraftKings. Noah Beanick, thanks for watching. Noah B, I know you. Clemson just wins ball games.
Hey, yeah, he loves that team. Loves
I get him. It. Hey, he's got them 40-1. I'd be rooting them home too. But yeah, Clemson wins ball games, but against who? Like, I need to see more. And you could say the same thing for Arkansas, Tennessee, Texas A&M. Like, they have not had to face what, in my opinion, is the top tier, because it's all three of them. And Tennessee has the benefit of not playing A&M or Arkansas. And then next weekend, A&M hosts Arkansas in what's going to be probably the battle for the SEC. I mean, like I said earlier to start the show, buckle up. Clemson is the worst number two ever. There you go. I just want Noah and Ron Burgundy fighting in the chat the entire time. So plead your case. All right, moving on to right now D1, by the way, because this is like a common theme now. I'm just doing number four projected overall seed with Oregon, Coastal Carolina, and Sacred Heart in their regional, who would eventually play the Durham regional of Duke, UC Irvine, Florida Gators, and Columbia. Let me tell you right now, I think we want a rematch of Duke and Clemson. I do. That was like what Duke won the first game, I think by two, and then it was like 7-8 and 6-8 in the other two. Like, it was a tight matchup. Ron has to get on my level, aka jump to the YouTube chat. There you go, Ron. You got called out. Florida Gators in there. You think they would pose a threat to Duke if that ended up being the case?
100%. I think Duke is one of the easier teams, honestly.
I would not expect you to say anything else. With that being said, Duke has a tough road test against Drew Burris and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. However, the projections would say Duke is going to sweep. Although it is hard to sweep on the road, I like Duke in game one. Probably game two, too. Kyle Johnson versus Cam Jones. Tate McKee going for game three, but we don't know who the game three starter is going to be for the Duke Blue Devils. So we used the team projections on both, giving Duke a slight edge. Can we get Duke and Coastal in a regional together like last year? That'd be a lot of fun. But I would give, I think you've got to give Duke the nod here. I really like what the Blue Devils have done this year. They're going to be a tough out either way, wherever they end up. Smitty, I'll go to you. Who are you liking this one, Duke or Georgia Tech?
I'm starting to like Duke again. Duke's kind of going to that team again. Can they get hot at the right time? Georgia Tech, when they win, they score about 18 runs. So we'll have to see what happens there. I mean, when they win big. But I kind of like Duke, you know, 1-4 in a row, 6-4 last 10. This, I mean, a big series, but I think this is a team that could get hot, and let's see what happens here. But I'm on Duke this weekend. I think they're going to do good things.
Q Millie.
I could see the Yellow Jackets stinging Duke up a little bit. Santucci's had more than one or two bad starts. And like Smitty said, when Georgia Tech's on, they could put up 15 to 20 runs. Finitieri's had some good starts recently. He shut down UVA's offense, which in my opinion is way better than the Duke offense. And Kyle Johnson, I mean, he's looked good, but he can get touched up. And then obviously we don't know Sunday. You know, Duke should win by all means. It should be pretty easy. But Georgia Tech's starting to play a little good ball right now. And again, man, what Duke team shows up? That's the thing, is they've had some spots where you think it's an easy win and they don't. Yeah, like Noah just said, Santucci on the road is horrible. So if they touch him up, the series is the Jackets. I don't think it's a blowout by any means. I think Georgia Tech's got some good stock in this series.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Georgia Tech would be in the Columbia, South Carolina region with Oregon State. That would be just that's a tough region.
That's a tough
South Carolina, Oregon State, Georgia Tech, three high-powered offenses. Bring your bats. Bring it all you can, because I feel like that is a dead over regional right there. If you could bet a scoreigami of how many runs are scored. We talked about Florida earlier and Kentucky being the number one overall seed. Kentucky's got a tough task, and I was really impressed with the projections here, because as a Razorback fan, I don't really want Kentucky ahead of Arkansas, even though they, you know, they did their due diligence. They beat Arkansas at home. That's fine. Georgia Tech, Oregon State would have a total of 19.5. Probably so. It would not surprise me. But is this a get-right spot for the Florida Gators to really get that elusive big series win against the new number four team in the country, the Kentucky Wildcats, this weekend? Q, I know your opinion already, I'm sure. So I'm going to go to Todd first. Assuming he ordered a Kentucky shirt.
Oh.
Who you got in this one?
You don't know when it's coming. Maybe it's Oregon State. You don't know. I love this Kentucky team. Hey, listen, I do like Florida. I'm going to keep saying this. In our guide, I think this is a team. If you really want to see a dark horse team, this team, I'm going to keep saying this, I think they have so much talent. And can they put it together? But I love Kentucky. I just like how they play. And here's the thing, 14-4 on the road, Kentucky. So I think they're going to be okay. Florida's pitching, I'm just a little concerned. They have the bats. They can hit. I get this. Florida could take care of business, but I love those people in Kentucky. And I'm going to keep going with this team. And I love these people, and I love this team. So let's go. Kentucky's going to take this series this weekend.
Please, God, no.
Love it. Love them. What a great team.
We all know what happens when Smitty orders a shirt to Indiana.
Hey, listen, there was a stain on that shirt when it came, and I blame that company that I ordered it from.
Q, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been off the Gators for quite a few weeks now, but it's time to hop back on the train. This is a get-right desperation spot for Florida. I think Kentucky has kind of a letdown after a big weekend last week. Then you have to travel on the road to a team that – this is playoff baseball to them. Kentucky doesn't have to win this series. It doesn't matter. They might not be the number one overall seed, which, again, we said that earlier, so – whatever, we'll get some realism out of that. But Florida, man, I just read a report today. Cade Fisher changed his mechanics. They compared him to last year. They were like, man, how'd you go from a 3 ERA to a 7? Well, he's pitching lower, if that makes sense. He wasn't standing as tall. Apparently, they've got that fixed. He looked really good in his last two outings. Capala has looked really good. I think you're going to start to see him get stretched to that 4 and 5 innings. Liam Peterson had some confidence going on the mound last week, had a massive performance against Tennessee, one of the most high-powered offense in the country, and then obviously Cags. I think they'll touch up Mason Moore on Sunday. The bats are just too good, especially the long ball. You know, I think Niemann and Puzer can get touched up too by the long ball here and there, and I think this is where Florida gets a desperation 2-1 series win and keeps their season on life support.
All right. This next one, I'm going to vent a little bit.
But you got to give yourself. You got to give yourself.
No. Okay. All right. So here's the problem is I've been wrong on this Kentucky team every weekend except the Tennessee weekend. And even then, I'll give you the flowers. Kentucky, you hung with Tennessee, who, in my opinion, is the best team in college baseball right now. That being said, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't love this team. Like, look at the advanced analytics here. Florida, who's sitting at 24 and 23, has a better team pitching staff than Kentucky. At some point, it's going to rear its ugly head, and we're going to have regression from Kentucky. Now, it hasn't happened outside of maybe the Tennessee series, which, again, I'll admit, was a very tight series. But y'all have known me long enough. If you've watched the show, I will always fall back on anchoring every single handicap to a pitching staff. And Kentucky doesn't have it. They have a lot of good arms. They don't have a lot of great arms. Ron Burgundy, right on time, my guy. SCB UK. Yeah, because why? Because South Carolina can swing the bat. And that's where Arkansas has struggled. And shocker, they struggled on the road. 30% below average in weighted runs created plus. I don't have to go through that again. Go back and watch the recap show. Arkansas struggles on the road. We know they can't hit. They did it against Kentucky. Kentucky won the series. Rightfully so. Not taking anything away from the Wildcats. I think they are a second-tier SEC school, though, in baseball. Make it to the College World Series. Cash my 6-1 bet that I put out at the beginning of the season. I'll show you proof that I did that because I had actually forgotten about it. And then 20-1 to win the College World Series. Cool. I'm not going to be upset if that cashes, but I guarantee you that it won't. So I just lit $100 on fire, which I've done that several times. So that, whatever.
Anyway, we heard about your great weekends in Vegas.
NC State, Virginia has yet to name a single starting pitcher as of about 20 minutes ago when we started the show. Why? Second to last week of the season, we can't get pitching probables yet. I even emailed the SID to try to get Virginia's starting rotation. Can't get it. So we have to go off team stats. 61% in favor of Virginia. I feel like Virginia is probably going to be priced in the 170, 180 ballpark. They are really good at home. Q, it's your backyard. Smitty, I guess it's yours too. I always forget the Michigan in the background just really throws me off. I would have thought you were up north hanging out with Noah Beanick. What are you doing in this series?
I like UVA a lot. I think that, you know, they had a week off for finals. I think they kind of get right. They had some good midweek games. NC State started Dominic Fritton and Sam Highfield 1-2 for the longest since I can remember. So I think that's going to be the combination. I think it's a game of, hey, what are you doing over there? Nothing. Oh, okay. Well, neither are we. I think that's all that is. They know who they're starting, obviously. Blanco is either going to be your Friday or Saturday. That's Owen Cody's had two decent performances. You'll probably see him for UVA. And then, you know, UVA has definitely changed up the Sunday guy. So that's truly TBA. But I think we kind of have an idea who's going to be the Friday and Saturday. So I like Virginia here. I think it's a get right spot. This is a team. They're one of the teams that could kind of be roller coaster-ish until May, and then they're like one of the best teams in college baseball suddenly. They know how to win in May and June. This is at home in Charlottesville. They're going to have a good crowd, top 25 matchup. They get it done. Crutch, I'm not talking you off it because Virginia's the pick.
Smitty.
Yeah, I'd love to hang out with Noah. I think that would be a fantastic weekend. What a great guy. I mean, I know we could rock the town. So, I agree with Q. I mean, you look at it, UVA is just a better – they're a fantastic team at home. I think they're 22-5, 7-3 last 10. But here's the thing, too. I think they're going to take care of business. Keep an eye on the overs in these games. I always try to throw at least one out. This is the one. Pitching staffs are a disaster. I don't like UVA's pitching staff, NC State pitching staff. Both teams can score. I think this one's going to get a high-scoring game. Hey, Noah, let's crank it out of Michigan one time. I know some good places.
Just for sake of throwing out a projection with starters, if it's Evan Blanco versus Sam Heifel, not much change from the team pitching. 63% win probability for Virginia, minus 171. Projected 7 runs scored to 4.66, so 5 runs scored for NC State with 37% plus 171. Like I said, I feel like Virginia is always in that 170 to 180 ballpark as far as the odds go. So maybe a parlay piece. I don't know. Just always check the starting pitchers. We try to get them out for you, but we're limited because it's not against the law to not announce, which it should be. All right. This is going to be a good one. Tennessee, their MO last year was they couldn't win outside of Lindsey Nelson Stadium. They're 9-5 as the away team right now, taking on Vanderbilt, who they just got swept last weekend. Is that correct? Or was that the weekend before?
It's their Vandy's second not time being swept.
Vandy's not very good this year.
They're better at home, though. I mean, you look at Cunningham's splits, he's like two different guys.
So Chris Stamos is the starter for Tennessee. He's going to piggyback with AJ Causey.
Yeah.
Or AJ Russell, if he's still hurt. Drew Beam.
No, Russell's not pitching.
Drew Beam versus Carter Holton should be a really fun game as well, but the projections still like Tennessee. Like I said, they're my number one overall. I feel like they still win this series. I don't think they sweep like the projections say, but a lot of that's going to depend on who Vandy throws in their Sunday game. Devin Futrell, I'm not sure if he's going to go. Xander Zekris, though, has been money. Like, looking at his advanced stats, like, the dude has stuff.
Yeah.
Tennessee, one of the best offenses in the country. I can't at this point, outside of Tony Vitello saying, hey, we don't want to be the number one overall seed. We saw how that happened two years ago, and they kind of have a scheduled series loss this week. But for the Battle of Tennessee, I've got to back the Vols in this one. Smitty, I'll go to you. Vandy or the Vols?
Yeah, you know, Q already said it. I think Cunningham's one of the big things. The splits have just been different. On the road, not very good. At home, excellent. So, but Vandy, you know, I know you guys have said this for a long time. Their offense, I like how they play, but their offense isn't great. Tennessee can swing the bats. I think they had the pitching. I think Tennessee's going to be fine in this one. The one for Vandy is tomorrow night. If Cunningham goes, I mean, what guy are we going to get?
Millie.
I think they're going to touch up all the Vanderbilt pitchers. I think that short porch, big green monster thing they have in left field is going to see a lot of action from the Tennessee Volunteers. You know, it's funny you brought up the point about Vitello maybe having a scheduled series loss, doesn't want to be the number one overall seed. In my messed up world of thought, I almost think he wants to be the number one seed, to almost have vengeance off of that 22 team, and then as well be like, you know what? I'm not worried about your stupid curse. Like, I'm going to go break that curse because that's who we are. Like, he's got the confidence to kind of just say, F that, and let's go do it. It is kind of my mentality that I think Tony has. And again, that doesn't mean it's right, but it definitely fits.
Yeah, that fits his personality for sure. To the future home of Tony Vitello, we're going to go to Fayetteville, Arkansas, as the number 5 Razorbacks take on the number 14 Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mississippi State's been playing really well. I actually just put a little bit of money on them to make the College World Series. I think they were still like 5-1 or 6-1 on Bet Rivers, which Oaklawn just copies lines from. So if you hear me reference Bet Rivers, it's Oaklawn for me. As I pull this up, I've got Mississippi State right now. Y'all feel free to jump in. Q, I'll go to you. I'll say
I think
for the
yeah. I think Arkansas gets right. I do think with Girangelo going Saturday, I think Brady Tiger gets another loss, or at least a no decision en route to a loss. Again, we talked about Mississippi State on a recap show. They're a pesky team. They're a really good team right now that's playing scorching hot. But I think Arkansas kind of gets right, you know, after last weekend and seemingly what, that in our opinion, they should have won the series. They didn't. They had a letdown spot Saturday and Sunday. I think they kind of get right. I think Arkansas gets a 2-1.
Smitty.
Yeah, you know, 31-2 at home. I like this. The big thing is, like you said, the back end. You got Smith, you know what you're going to get. And then Tiger and Molina. Molina is the big question mark. Coming off an ankle injury, didn't throw very well. Only three, I think it was three innings, like three runs.
He got rocked.
Yeah, he got rocked. So, I mean, that's where we got to go. I mean, I know they got great bullpen arms, but they're so good at home. I agree with like you guys, and I know Q has said this. I like this Mississippi State team. I think it's a team that is just, they play hard, you know, just they grind out games. I kind of like those. Those are the teams I kind of like. I think it's a tough spot for them this weekend. I think Arkansas is going to get it right. They can get the starting pitching back. I think they'll take care of business. I think it's going to be a sweep.
Wow. Smitty.
Hey, I got to say it. I got to get back in the points here, guys. I got to do that.
So as of right now,
I'd rather do the 2-1, but I got to go.
The Fayetteville Regional has Arkansas as the number 5 seed with Texas, St. John's, and Little Rock. Shout out to the UALR Trojans. They would actually face up against the 12th seeded Mississippi State Bulldogs, who would also host Oklahoma State, Louisiana Tech, and Samford. This would be a fun. I would feel good about this regional if this is where it landed. But great question from Ryan to put a hold on the previews. If each of you had to pick a dark horse to win it all, who would you pick and why? I mean, mine may be Mississippi State right now. I think they're still, so they're plus 300 to make the College World Series. And they are 60-1 to win it all. I mean, when you're looking at tier two SEC schools like Kentucky, who I think is plus 1250 right now, and Mississippi State, who I'd put in that same vicinity as Kentucky, I mean, 60-1 versus 12.5-1. I mean, that feels to me like a good value play in the Bulldogs. And I would expect even if Mississippi State takes one game against Arkansas, which I feel like they will, I feel like their odds would get cut. Who would be yours, Q?
I'm with you. I think Mississippi State. I saw them in 2021 in person. Out in Omaha, it's just they have the ability to hit a home run with Hunter Hines at Dakota Jordan. They have the ability to also play small ball. Their pitching staff has performed lights out over the last several weeks. And you know, I get it's an away game. Technically, when you're in Omaha, Nebraska, it's not for Mississippi State. It's a home game. The stadium holds 21,000 people, and there's 30,000 Mississippi State fans in that stadium. It's just, it's bone chilling. It's something that I think is intimidating for teams that are there. And I think it's a huge advantage for a team like that, who is pesky, who can get it done. You look at Ole Miss when they made their run, their entire state, essentially, if you weren't a Mississippi State fan, you were in Omaha, you were canceling beach trips, trying to get your money back. And it was the same thing out there for that. So I think Mississippi State, for several reasons, would be mine.
Smitty?
I think I'm going to go with the team that was supposed to be really good at the beginning of the year, and that's Wake Forest. Because I think if you can throw Burns out there, their pitching staff, Kurtz, King, the hitters – they can get it right. I don't like their bullpen that much, but I think if you're going to talk about a dark horse that could really do it and get to Omaha and then have Burns on the mound, you know, I just think they have some arms. Can they get it done? I don't know, but I mean, still, they were picked for number one for a reason. They have the talent. Can they put it all together? I would go Wake Forest.
And Ryan, if you're new here, we put out our guides, which I feel like are going to have a lot more. Like once we know where everybody is seated, that's going to play a huge part in where we find value. Like, for instance, Crutch said his dark horse for him is Dallas Baptist, who is a team that we were higher on. Yeah, look, right now, D1 has Dallas Baptist in that Norman region going up against Oklahoma that would eventually face Florida State, Troy, UCF, Florida A&M. If that were the case, I like Dallas Baptist. I mean, Florida State has shown that they may be a little overrated at this point. Jamie Arnold is a great ace, but, I mean, Ryan Johnson, they've got one in Dallas Baptist as well.
And Arnold's been touched up a little bit in the last couple. Yeah.
Yeah, he has.
People forget that Florida State has two aces. You got Jamie Arnold, but Cam Leiter is supposed to come back.
Yeah.
I think they're just playing the cautious game. You get him back for regionals. It's when you have two aces, man, that's tough. Nothing against Dallas Baptist, but in a regional setting, when you can throw two aces versus maybe Dallas Baptist only has one, that goes a long way in that format. And
now
and
I would say back. If Dallas Baptist is in that regional with Oklahoma, Utah, and Wright State, I think Dallas Baptist could very easily win that series or win that regional. Delta Dimes, welcome to the chat. Arizona still 100-1 on Bet Rivers with three starters, sub 2.75 ERA, conference play, sub 3.5. Yes, Arizona is a team that I feel like is dangerous, but only Pac-12 dangerous. Like, that's great that they're performing well in conference play. I don't know how that translates against the SEC and ACC. That would be my only concern about backing a Pac-12 team. Like, even Oregon State at this point, I think Oregon State's got one of the most dangerous lineups in the country, but they don't have, in my opinion, a great pitching staff. They're good. They're not great.
They can't play outside of Corvallis.
Really. And that was my next point, is they're really struggling on the road right now. And I don't think they're going to be a top eight national seed. I think a miracle would have to happen for that to occur. So that being said, I mean, they go on the road, they travel across country because pretty much everywhere from Corvallis is across the country. I think they're going to struggle. And I think they'd struggle to make it to Omaha. But
hey, can I just say, I will say this, because we like betting the Pac-12. A lot of good offenses out there. So you got to tip your hat a little bit to Arizona's pitching staff this year. You know, I wrote a little piece on the guide this year. And I mean, some of their arms, I didn't, you know, when I was writing that, I didn't think this team was going to be fantastic. I think the pitching staff has done a tremendous job. And especially in a conference that a lot of runs. I mean, like, we love Arizona State. We've been betting Arizona State. They like putting runs up. Washington did. Utah was ran. So there's some good teams out there. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I'd be a little cautious on Arizona. But good job for their pitching staff. Wild conference. A lot of teams that can hit the ball, especially Arizona State.
Now,
Go ahead.
Arizona is plus 450 right now to make the College World Series. I would like that a little bit better. However, I would probably just wait, save your bankroll, and bet them to win the regional. They're likely going to be a two seed wherever they land. Like I said earlier, that right now they're slated to go in that UC Santa Barbara regional with Kansas State Grand Canyon. I think Arizona could easily win that regional, and you could probably get them at maybe around even money. But I like their chances there versus trying to back them to make the College World Series at plus 450 when they would probably have to face the number two overall seed in what would be in this projection, Texas A&M. Don't know if they're going to go to College Station and knock off the Aggies. So you may just be giving away money.
That's what I was going to say. That was good. I was going to say, let's just kind of end that. And again, that was a great question, but I think it's a good time to maybe refresh. Like, just because a team's 100-1, and I'm just going to use Arizona as an example because they fit that number, and several other teams do. But just because they're 100-1, just because it's good value at the number 17 ranked team in the country doesn't mean it's a good bet. You know, like, and again, that's where we'll kind of dive into the guide. And like Matt, you had said, you know, there's more value or true value and more ability to win that bet, maybe to win the regional, right? And instead of expecting them to not only go through regional plus super regional on a Cinderella run, be smart because, yeah, it might be $10 here, $20 there on these good value bets. Next thing you know, you're $300 in. Well, what value is that? You just lost $300. So let's be cautious with what we, and not necessarily our show, but just we in the college baseball or the gambling world, let's be cautious with what is good value and a good bet. Because to me, yes, they can sometimes be the same, but they can also be extremely far apart. So as we get into playoff baseball, please, we will give you, in our opinion, what the best bet with great value is. We're not just going to say, oh, well, they're 100-1. Let's just bet them because that's a great bet if it hits. Well, no, it's not a good bet if it doesn't hit. That's just the reality. So just be cautious.
Perfect example. Last year, I took the Penn Quakers 10-1 to win that regional as a 4 seed. But you can't do that and expect them to actually win it. But where I did make a lick was I think they were like plus 350 or 340, something like that, to knock off Auburn. And they did do that. And that was awesome. I mean, that was the payday right there. To win the regional is my favorite market. I agree. We crushed it last year in that. And I hope that we can do that the same. But we've got two more previews left, which happen to be Texas A&M and Arizona. So going over to Swayze Field, the Ole Miss Rebels host the number 3 Texas A&M, who's back-to-back on the road after dropping their first series, I believe, of the year. 10-6 is the away team. Ole Miss, not very good this year. Number 2 strength of schedule, though. Do you think A&M gets right here, or do you think Ole Miss? I would say if Ole Miss can just win one game in this series, that they've done well. Do you think that happens, or do you think A&M just sweeps?
A&M sweeps.
Smitty, that was easy enough.
Yeah, you know, I watched some of these series on TV with Auburn last week against Ole Miss, and you know how what I think of Auburn. I'm gonna say I think I put out 2-1. I think 2-1, but yeah, I think I could be wrong on this. I think A&M might put a whipping on this team. I think Ole Miss is okay. Not that good. Be nice saying okay. I think A&M is going to take care of business. But I can't remember what I said. I got to do these picks now. I got to go a little crazy to try to get back into this. But I think A&M is going to be in.
We already did Arizona, Utah.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. It's late. We don't know what we're doing.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, now, any other lines that you guys like? Oh, wait, DraftKings doesn't have any. Any other matchups you're looking at across the country as I sit here and try
does
to get
Bet Us? Does Bet Us have any?
It's hard to know. It's hard to even answer that question because you don't even like what you think would be a bettable game just doesn't get a line. It's frustrating.
There's
going to be a Sun Belt matchup.
That's what I was getting at. There are several other good matchups, yeah, in my opinion, tomorrow. Yeah. Louisiana is taking on Georgia Southern.
That should get a line.
Indiana, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois. Those two series are going to go a long way in determining who wins the Big Ten. You've got Kansas State playing West Virginia. Like West Virginia is really starting to click right now. Troy and Texas State. Thank you, Delta Dimes. Take the over in SC. I agree. Like this is, I was talking to Jeff Davis at Circa. He said, I personally made this number 17 and the over, I don't know what the score is right now. Some of
12-7.
You can check it out. Texas, UCF, Cincinnati, BYU. That's going to be a game 2 tomorrow. I believe BYU was still in the lead. East Carolina is on the road taking on Tulane. just around the country. I mean, I feel like this weekend and next weekend, we're going to have a lot of great matchups. Troy at Texas State, Georgia State at Coastal.
If you can get a line on Coastal, take them. They get right.
Look out for the Sun Belt. It's a fire weekend in the Big Ten. Yeah. When have you ever said that, though, Noah?
I don't think you'll get a line for Iowa, Illinois, personally. You'll get one for Indiana, Nebraska. But early on, they were giving Iowa lines out. DraftKings hasn't given many Iowa lines out.
I don't know why.
Hey,
Noah, let's get that Indiana team this weekend. Let's go. Let's get the T-shirt back on. Let's go.
This may be my favorite comment ever. No deep dive into the powerhouse Auburn, Missouri. Well, Delta Dimes, I'm glad you said so.
We're on it. Let's go. Let's
get to the pick'em where we can talk about the real baseball. Noah said I'll be at Purdue, Michigan. You may be the third person in the crowd outside of two family members.
If I get a Michigan line, I'll take it.
Comments are rolling. Georgia State and Coastal, both top 75 offenses. Yeah. I like Coastal Carolina to get right in this one. All right, Georgia, South Carolina, throw out tonight. Who wins the series?
I'm going to go with what I said, South Carolina.
South Carolina 2-1 for Q. Smitty.
Yeah, I'm looking. I had to find it there. South Carolina 2-1.
And I went oppo. Ron Burgundy, just an aura of positivity from old Ron. Georgia sweeps.
Oh, Ron, slow down.
Relax. Reverse jinx. Reverse jinx. He's like old Millsy.
Yeah, he is.
I went Georgia.
That's catching on, Q. Everybody's doing the Q.
I went Georgia 2-1. I think the Bulldogs get this one. Kentucky, Florida.
Florida 2-1. There's old Ronnie boy, Ronnie.
Kentucky 2-1.
I'm going with the Gators. Florida gets it done 2-1. Here's that powerhouse, Auburn at Missouri. I can't wait to talk about this one. Both of these teams slated to miss the SEC tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Missouri 2-1. Oh. Carter Ruestad's pitched really well. Lunsford isn't terrible. Yeah. Auburn's not great pitching, so I think the home team gets it.
I'm going the same. I have Missouri 2-1. Two of my favorite teams. Maybe a T-shirt's coming in my way.
God bless. We need a sponsor so Smitty can quit wasting his hard-earned money.
I know. Can these schools send me shirts?
All right. That could be the new thing. Whatever team you want to lose, just donate $30. Smitty will buy the shirt, slap an insider's logo on it, and then curse the team for the rest of the year.
I cut the Indiana shirt. My belly's hanging out like an offensive line guy. Come on now. Let's go.
I'm going Auburn 2-1. I think Auburn they've got to be the better team here. Got to. No question about it. LSU, are they at Alabama or did I reverse that? I feel like they're at
Alabama. I think it's at Alabama. I think you're right.
Smitty is book it with Trent of College Baseball.
I love it.
Golly, that's a burn right there.
Hey, Noah, come on now. Come on, buddy. My bets have been okay. 3-1 on Sunday. I'm not that bad. Let's go. Now, the teams that I buy T-shirts, I might jinx you. I might. So, guess who's coming? Kentucky fans, I'm sorry, but I got a Kentucky shirt coming. I'm going to break the news, and you know I'm going to look fantastic in it.
Hey, book it with Trent. Didn't lose. He somehow convinced Lauren Cowling to hang out with him. So, it's not all negative for book it with Trent, even though his bankroll would say else otherwise.
Hey, no, you're all good, buddy. Don't worry about it, man. You're the best.
LSU 2-1.
I don't even remember who I said. LSU?
Yeah, that's who you had.
Are they at Alabama?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think the two teams are going in opposite directions.
That is true. Yeah, going to LSU 2-1. Tennessee at Vanderbilt.
Okay, real quick, everybody in LSU land, I love you too. 2-1 LSU.
Oh, I thought you started. My bad.
That's okay.
I got caught up. That's now you're fine. The best, Smitty.
Oh, that's guys, true. These guys are the best. These guys are the best.
I skip by Todd more than you skip by the door greeter at Walmart. Just like beeline right past him to the
start throwing some
produce section.
Why am I even here? So,
all right. Tennessee at Vanderbilt.
Let's go.
Todd, go ahead and get your commodes pick out of the way because I know that's where you're going.
Hold on. I got to get back on. Where are we at right now? Tennessee, 2-1 Tennessee.
Q, who you got?
I'm on the wrong side, but I got to take Tennessee 2-1. I do agree with Ryan. I think Vandy gets the upset, but I got to get it.
Man.
God bless.
Thanks, Noah. Glad you're
Noah
here.
Buzzes. I just blow up DraftKings and start Twitter fights when I'm bored because I have no odds.
You know Q's down at Myrtle Beach. He has a sunburn right now, and he's ready to go on X and just fire That's off good. Tonight. I can't wait.
My skin's Tennessee. Burning. That keyboard's burning.
Tennessee 2-1.
Yeah, even he's a Tennessee.
I'm not going to be surprised if Tennessee sweeps them. Mississippi State at Arkansas. I just want to omit myself from this selection. I think I'm up enough in the points where I don't need anything. For the sake of picking, I'll say Arkansas 2-1, but this worries me.
Arkansas 2-1.
Arkansas 3-0.
Smitty. Hate you for that. Texas A&M at Ole Miss.
I got to keep everybody on their toes, Noah.
Matt Grissom hates to love me, everybody. He hates to love me.
I want you, Smitty, to buy a Kentucky and a Texas A&M shirt. Death to those schools. Arkansas 2-1, says Ryan. They would sweep with a better offense. Hey, listen, Dave Van Horn he locked the whole team out of the practice facility all week. Let them focus on finals. They finished with those today. Mason Molina, Brady Tiger got their mind right. I feel like they're going to
bounce back. I hope this Ryan guy is a subscriber.
They're going to bounce back.
It's always on our YouTube page. Ryan, I hope you subscribed. I can see you're on the YouTube page.
A&M. Todd, who you got in this one? Do you know what A&M stands for?
Yes, you know what? Agriculture and medicine.
I knew it was agriculture. I didn't know that other one, Q. But I was going to do a good little thing there. Grissom's talking about finals. What, in swimming pool management? That's from a movie. All right. I got 2-1 A&M over Ole Miss. I don't know how Ole Miss, maybe A&M brings out their C squad. Ole Miss somehow gets 2-1 A&M this weekend.
Thanks, Ryan. Texas Agriculture and Mechanical. Is that what you
Thank you, Ryan. Mechanical. Thank you, Ryan.
First Ole Miss.
3-0. 3-0 Aggies.
I'm going.
I know they do a lot of weird dances down there. The call guys.
I'm going A&M 2-1. Not because I think Ole Miss will win one, but I feel like A&M will throw a game. I don't feel like they want to sweep. I don't necessarily think that they want to be the number one overall team. And I think they may have peaked too soon. I feel like they sleep and lose one. But now would be the time for the show where we go over our best bets. But considering DraftKings still has not put out odds, we have nothing for you.
Best bets to no bets.
So stay tuned. I'll post the graphic tomorrow. Thank you guys. The chat was popping. Delta, Noah, Ron, Crutch, Delta Dimes. I think I already said you, Ryan.
Ryan.
Yep. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. 163 people watching, so it's obviously not too late of a show to do.
Appreciate it.
Other questions, like I said, to open up the show, go like, subscribe, rate, do whatever, however you're taking us in. And thank y'all for tuning in. We'll
check
see
the website out
Monday for the recap show. Yeah, follow that website, add it to your home screen. Crutch, we appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys Monday for the recap show. Cheers.